The race for mayor of Annapolis is a spirited competition between two candidates more sharply different in style than on substance. WYPR's Karen Hostler brings us this report.
As these debate spectators could attest, the contest for Annapolis mayor might be dubbed the Idea Man versus Mr. Not-So-Fast. Democratic challenger Gavin Buckley has sparked the campaign with a firestorm of proposals for updating Maryland's 300-year-old capital city. Republican Mayor Mike Panalides dismisses many as half-baked. Most dramatic is Buckley's plan to take curbside parking off Main Street and run a trolley along the three blocks from Church Circle to the city dock, where he says a waterfront car lot should be replaced by a family-friendly park, perhaps with a carousel. Panalides calls it unrealistic, at least until after an aged downtown garage is rebuilt.
If we just get rid of all the parking downtown, if we rip up a lane of Main Street to put a trolley and take away 150 parking spaces, it's going to kill all the businesses. We can't afford to do that.
Buckley counters that Main Street has already been reduced to bars, t-shirt shops, and empty storefronts.
So it's just an idea. And in 2 years, if everyone hated it, well, we would take it away. We put parking spaces there. But if you don't try anything, you don't ever know. So.
Panalides discovered 4 years ago that fighting change can be a winning ticket in Annapolis. He won a narrow victory over the embattled Democratic incumbent, in part by vowing to stop the massive Crystal Spring development that would have destroyed much of the city's last remaining forest and added to traffic problems. The project has since been scaled back, but faces continued opposition from the mayor and potential neighbors. Thus, Crystal Spring remains a factor in this race, though not as a conflict with Buckley, who also opposes the current proposal. It's more like a rallying point for Panalides, who was rewarded with an endorsement from the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, a prominent environmental advocacy group. The nonpartisan organization, which normally backs Democrats, has taken heat for backing a Republican with whom its members might disagree on other issues. But Bob Gallagher, a leader of the Anne Arundel County chapter, argues that Panalides not only kept his promise on Crystal Spring, but embraced other environmental goals.
The mayor has a very good record, and he's actually delivered on a number of the things that he's talked about, and that counts a lot with us.
The campaign, which ends next Tuesday, has been striking for its civility in these politically abusive times. The candidates have lunched together at least twice to help reach a positive tone. In most ways, they are very different. Panalides likes to remind his audiences that he is a third-generation Annapolitan, drawing a contrast with Buckley, an Australian immigrant. At 34, Panalides is also heir to an Annapolis political legacy that helped him raise twice as much money as his challenger. Buckley, at 54, seems younger somehow. Since his arrival here at age 25, he's become an entrepreneur, launching several restaurant businesses that have helped revitalize what's now known as the Arts District. Democrat Chris Trumbauer, the Anne Arundel County councilman who represents Annapolis, says the city is in need of some spark.
You know, it's a moment in time where I think we just need some new vision, some new ideas, you know, a sense of excitement. And all those are characteristics I associate with Gavin Buckley.
Check in after November 7th to see if anything's burning. I'm Karen Hostler, reporting from Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.